I think of the leper that went to Jesus and asked him that if he was willing, he can make him clean. Jesus responded by saying this, "I am willing." He reached out his hand and he touched him. My friend, I want you to know that God is willing to touch you right now. If you'll open your heart, ask him, believe him by faith.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad that you can join us today, and we have been dealing with Peter's mother-in-law that was sick with a fever, but Jesus came into that home, and he saw her. He took notice of her, and he touched her, and she was healed from her disease, from her sickness. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes, my friend, God still heals. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't let anybody talk you out of it. I don't care how many degrees they have, whether they're a theologian or not. My friend, the Bible says that God is the healer. Jesus, praise God, Jehovah Rapha, he's the Lord that healeth thee of all thy sicknesses, of all thy diseases. Chapter 8 of Matthew, verse 15, says he touched her hand and the fever left her and she arose and served them. My friend, I thank God that Jesus took notice. He saw her. Then what? He left? No. He went shopping? No. He went to his favorite restaurant? No, my friend, he didn't. What did Jesus do? The Bible said that he touched her hand. Glory to God. He touched her. He went to her. My friend, all we need is a touch from Jesus. He touched her on the hand. Just one touch from Jesus makes all the difference. The great physician came and touched her. You know, some of you today, I believe, listening to this program, you just need a touch from Jesus. That's it. Just a touch. Maybe you are a preacher of the gospel. I mean, you're doing your best. You're trying to reach the lost, plant churches. You're trying to fulfill God's purpose and will in your life. And maybe you're listening to this and you're tired, you're exhausted, you feel empty on the inside. Well, my beloved, we don't need to go running looking for answers in anybody else. The answer is Jesus Christ. Just one touch from him. And one touch, what can it do? His touch can calm the raging soul. His touch can restore the broken heart. His touch can bring peace and joy. His touch can put away all confusion and eliminate all doubt. His touch can save and heal. And his touch can change the heart. Just one touch from the Master's hand. Just one touch from Jesus makes all the difference. Just let Jesus touch that marriage. Let Jesus touch that home. Let Jesus touch that rebellious teenager. Let Jesus touch that drug addict. Let him touch that alcoholic, and they'll never be the same. You know, I think of a man by the name of John Bunyan. He was once a town drunk, an alcoholic, a wine bibber. But one touch from Jesus, and he's a mighty preacher of the gospel of Christ. They could not stop him. They'd put him in jail and tell him that if he would denounce Christ, if he would recant, that they'd let him go free. But he could never do that, my friend, for he met the Master and his life was changed. He would never be the same. And he became a mighty minister of Christ. I think of the Apostle Paul, once a religious Pharisee, persecuted the church, but one touch from Jesus on that Damascus road and he'd never be the same. And now he's on fire for God, preaching the gospel of Christ. Just one touch makes all the difference. Amen. The cold, dead religious institution called the church today just needs a fresh touch from Jesus. You know, I think of the book of Mark in chapter 1 and verse 40. It says, "Now a leper came to him," that's to Jesus, "imploring him, kneeling down to him and saying to him, 'If you're willing, you can make me clean.' Then Jesus, moved with compassion, stretched out his hand and touched him and said to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.'" Just one touch from Jesus and the leper is cleansed.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.